his coffee, water, water. Set mine up there. Good morning. I'm happy to be here this morning and honestly a little nervous. I speak, sing, and occasionally dance 5 days a week in front of elementary students. But today I'm stepping out of the safety of my music room to speak with you. Back in February, the new lay leaders and I met with Pastor Chris to talk about some of our responsibilities and to continue our training. Like he mentioned before, he asked us to write a pocket sermon, something we could use in a last-minute situation. As we started working, in true Chris fashion, he pushed us a bit further out of our comfort zone, and before we left, he asked us to choose a Sunday to share a message based on the scripture for that week. At the time, I picked March, which seemed far away. Didn't think about all the other family commitments that would happen between February and March. But now I'm here. When I found my scripture, I thought, wow, there's a lot here. This should be easy. But as I read more, I realized the opposite. There were too many verses to choose from. What should I focus on? Mary and Martha's response to Jesus' timing? The shortest verse in the Bible, Jesus wept? Or one of Jesus' powerful I am statements? I am the resurrection and the life. But today, I want to focus on one thing, how he loves us. Please pray with me and for me. Faithful Father, who loves us all, please speak through me today. Use my voice to share your message. Amen. As we heard in the gospel reading, this is the story of Lazarus being raised from the dead. It's important to note that this story only appears in John's gospel. And it is a major miracle, one that ultimately leads to the religious leaders plotting to kill Jesus. So, let's look at the people in this story. Martha, Mary, Lazarus, Jesus, the disciples, and the mourners. We know Mary and Martha had strong faith. Lazarus, interestingly, says nothing. He is simply described as being sick. It makes you wonder what he was feeling in all of this. When Lazarus becomes ill, Mary and Martha send word to Jesus. They don't tell him what to do. They don't demand healing. They simply say, Lord, the one you love is sick. And that is powerful. Jesus responds by saying that the sickness will not lead to death, but will be used for God's glory. He knows what is coming, and yet he delays. Then he tells his disciples they are going back to Judea, a place where people had just tried to stone him. The disciples are afraid, but Jesus goes anyway. That's love. Have you ever hurt someone because you didn't understand? I think that's what was happening in Judea. The people didn't recognize who Jesus truly was. But even in their misunderstanding, Jesus still chose to go back. God has a way of correcting us, revealing truth, and loving us, even when we get it wrong.
Amen.
The first person Jesus meets is Martha, the busy one, the doer, as we find out later. Yet, in this moment, she stops everything and comes to him. She says, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now, God will give you whatever you ask. I know. Those words carry weight. They show strength, trust, and deep faith. Martha believes in who Jesus is, even in her grief. That is the kind of faith I strive to have, a faith that brings peace beyond understanding, that peace that only God can give us. Jesus responds, your brother will rise again. After that, Martha goes back to find Mary. Mary comes to meet Jesus, but she is weeping. And she says the same words. Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Same words, different posture. Martha speaks with steady faith. Mary speaks through tears. And Jesus does not correct either one. He meets them where they are. With Martha, he speaks truth. With Mary, he weeps. Jesus wept. In that moment, we see his heart. These weren't just acquaintances. This was a family he loved deeply. And the people around him saw it too. Jesus is fully human, feeling grief, showing compassion, and yet fully divine, capable of miracles. When we come before God in prayer, he meets us exactly where we are. Sometimes we come with confidence like Martha. Sometimes we come broken like Mary. But he never turns us away. He comforts us, he listens, and he responds according to his will. I used to pray for healing and feel frustrated when someone passed away. I would wonder, God, how could you let that happen? But over time, as my faith grew, I began to understand something deeper. That death can also bring healing. In fact, it can be the ultimate healing.
All right, now.
And what about Lazarus? He doesn't speak. We don't hear his perspective. But his story points us forward. In many ways, Lazarus' death foreshadows what is to come. Jesus himself would suffer. He would be mocked, beaten, and crucified. He would die so that we could truly live. Lazarus' story becomes a glimpse, a preview of God's power over death. When Jesus arrives at the tomb, he simply calls out, "Lazarus, come out." And Lazarus comes. This miracle wasn't just for Lazarus or Mary and Martha. It was for everyone watching. It strengthened their faith, and it revealed God's power. Sometimes God answers our prayers in ways we can clearly see. Other times, he works in ways that we don't yet understand. But he is always working, and he is always loving. Over the past year, I've seen God move in many ways in my life. There have been moments when my faith felt like Martha's, strong and confident. And there have been moments when it looked more like Mary's, full of tears and questions. I've watched loved ones suffer, and I wrestled with why them. As my mother-in-law came to the end of her life, I looked at everything that she had been through and everything that the people around her had been through, and I couldn't understand. I asked many questions about it. But in the end, I also saw that in her passing, there was healing, not just for her, but healing for those around her and a strengthening of faith for those she left behind. One of our family members had a faith in God, but he had never seen a true miracle happen or see God work. And that day, as she was passing and he was praying for her, he got to see God work that day, and it brought his faith that much closer. I truly believe this. God loves us exactly as we are. So today, I challenge you. Take a moment, sit quietly, or if you're like Matthew, go jump on a trampoline. Clear your mind. Call out to God. Ask him to show you how much he loves you. And then, pay attention. Because he will show you in big ways and small ways, in quiet moments and unexpected places. If you just look, oh, how he loves us.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Michelle, that was wonderful. Thank you so very much. How he loves us.